callo. I mi girancori non mi mordono qua giù, perché quando li sento ballo. E sono gli uomini, io non li voglio più, perché non so più stare in stallo.
Tell me when you're gonna be back into the game. Tell me when you do that, and then I'll do the same. Tell me when you're gonna be back into the game.
Fa guardando, tu vuoi fare l'americano, americano, americano, senta me chi lo fa fa. Tu vuoi essere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky and soda, poi ti senti disturbato. Da ballo rock and roll, te gusto baseball, ma i soldi per camel. La borsetta di mamma, tu vuoi fare l'americano, americano, americano. Ma se nato in Italia, senta me non c'è sta niente a fa. Oh, che napolita, tu vuoi fare l'americano, tu vuoi fare l'americano. Rock and roll! Chi te vuol bene? Se tu gli parli e mezza merga. Quando si fa l'amore sotto la luna, come te viene in capa, I love you.
Americano,
ma si nari in Italy. Senta me non c'è sta niente a fare, ok, non la pulita. Tu vuoi fare l'America, tu vuoi fare l'America. Hey! Whisky and soda and rock and roll, 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 whisky and soda and rock and roll. And we are back. Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Oh, you can hear us out there, too. Isn't that
yeah,
weird?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Hey.
We're getting some.
It's just how it goes.
Echoes.
Yeah.
Actually, I can bring that down a little bit. All right. Well, if you're
just joining us, it's Carly and myself. John is here, but he's over in the video director booth messing with the video because we're going to start doing video very soon.
What you eating over there?
Peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh,
they're delicious.
Do you guys want some Peeps? We've got some Peeps
over
here.
Yeah, we have so many Peeps.
Nobody likes Peeps. Nobody wants. Nobody wants my
Peeps. I'll be getting into those when we move into that room.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, help yourself.
Hide them. Hide them now.
We've got
push these M&Ms up.
So the late saints are health nuts.
Sort of.
Whiskey and candy.
It's Jacopo and Jason here in studio, and we're missing somebody, right?
Yeah, our buddy Micah injured himself while performing his duties.
That sounds terrible. He has a restaurant job. He hurt his hand.
Oh no! Did he burn his hand?
No.
He cut it off.
We couldn't quite figure out because while he's in pain, he mumbles a lot. So it's hard to tell what he said. I know that he got hurt.
Details are sketchy.
So our thoughts and prayers go out to him.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Is he going to be ready for Friday night?
He better be.
Yeah, he better
otherwise,
be.
Like,
we'll be fight.
Final thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, Friday night's a big night for the late saints, Zap Goes Pop, and This Way to the Egress. It's Gypsy Night at Connie's Rick Rack. That's one of the many things that we need to talk to the late saints about because, I mean, they got a new album underway. Jacopo just got back from Prague.
Correct.
You got the Italian festival coming up, which they're part of. We've been talking a lot about. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. So I guess let's start with the new album since you guys are going to be doing a little bit of live performance over there. And then when we take a break, we'll come back. You'll come over to this side, and we'll talk a little bit about these other things you got going on. So tell us about the new album. What's going on with that?
Well, we're in the final stages. Final mixes are ready. There's a little bit left to do, just clean up and do little touch-ups here and there. And then it's going to go out to mastering. And it's been a really fun process with a lot of people that collaborated with us. We have No Good Sisters did a bunch of vocals, Beth Goldwater sang on one song, Ben Arnold and my buddy Antonio Camarata on accordion, Evan Perry Giblin on the other accordion, and then yeah, a bunch of people. And so we are really excited. We put all this together and recorded over the course of 8 months. And
recorded with the very talented Maddie Muir.
Exactly. We recorded a Kawari sound with Maddie Muir, and it sounds fantastic. And we're going to play one song. It's going to be a really never heard of preview of one of the songs, and
Very cool.
Gonna play one out of the album. It's not mastered yet, but it's good enough, so we feel confident. And
Very cool.
So it was definitely a fun process, and we went for a certain sound. We tried to recreate the sound of the performances live. That's what we wanted. We wanted to have that energy, so we played all the tracks together, and the core foundation of the album is all made in like pretty much the same room, just to get that feel of energy, you know, overdubs or anything. And then, you know, it's been layered because, you know, we were talking with Jason. We also wanted to have a bigger sound than what we normally sound like. So
right.
That's why we added parts, and Jason played some of them.
Yeah. We did brass. Some friends of mine did some, brass parts, Dan Melius and Mike Durr. And then I did some tuba, so we had a lot of fun just putting parts over. Yeah,
tuba, awesome. Ukulele.
A friend of mine loaned a sousaphone to me. I played tuba in high school, so I'm I brought out my chops again and
brushed it up.
So is tuba a requirement for gypsy music?
Tuba definitely is, yeah, gypsy music.
It's a requirement.
It's usually substituting the bass altogether. Like gypsy music usually is. When I was down in Prague, this band of friends, Circus Problem, they are a Balkan gypsy music band, and they have the tuba and trombone. And that's how they play. The bass is covered by those two instruments. There's no stand-up bass or electric bass. And then it's like trumpets and what else? Accordion, for sure. Yeah. But the tuba usually, sometimes in certain kinds of, in Balkan bands especially, substitutes the bass altogether.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, we were talking earlier, like, you can definitely pinpoint, like, if you hear gypsy rock or gypsy punk, like, yeah, that's gypsy. But to define it, you said you've actually found a good definition.
I did.
What is the definition?
Gypsy punk bands usually combine rock beats and instrumentation with more traditional gypsy instrumentation, such as drums, tambourine, accordion, fiddle, trumpet, and saxophone.
So it's just the instrumentation that makes it gypsy.
Then it says that it's usually a hybrid that crosses traditional. If I'm pronouncing this terribly, I'm sorry. Is it Romani music with rock?
So that's a very interesting topic, because I just had this conversation on the event page, uh-huh, with one of our friends, fans, whatever, that she brought up that there was the gypsy. She thought that the term gypsy was slightly derogatory in a way, and which is funny, because I never associated the term with any insult. But then, you know, this woman that was Romani descent was saying that the term has been abused, and it usually refers to Romani culture that has been, in a way, appropriated by people that don't belong and turned it into a different hybrid. So I brought up a point that's pretty much the standard for everything in the U.S. So it wouldn't single out.
Let's talk
out
about rock and roll. Right?
It wouldn't single out any particular culture. But, you know, definitely a large group of ethnic group that constitutes the gypsies are the Romani people. And then we are obviously not Romani. What we are, like, referencing here with the music that we do is a genre, a musical genre. And also, like, this, our music, as the late saints, doesn't quite belong in a specific category. So the term gypsy as a wanderer that, you know, adapts to different situations and keeps moving, I think describes really well what we do as a music. So that my understanding of gypsy when I think of the band is that, you know, we have different influences, we come from different places, we are like crossing genres, and as we do, we adapt them to our own style, and then move on. So that's how I intend the thing. The no reference to Romani music whatsoever. You know, okay. Even though the sounds are definitely Balkan or Middle Eastern in many respects, and yeah, Eastern European.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Good. Okay. Good. That helps,
yeah,
a little bit.
Definitely.
All right. So the new album. Do you actually have a date on the new album?
The release date.
Yeah.
I think that I was trying my best to release it by the end of June, okay, but I think we might push it to September, because we are just finishing everything, and right now it's become too late to line something up. I haven't figured out, and we haven't talked about what kind of event we want to create yet, and, you know, things got postponed a little bit because of all these collaborations that we had. It took a little longer than expected, so now it seems like we're really pushing it to get out at the end of June, and we'll see. So definitely we're thinking about releasing a single early on in June. That is definitely a possibility. The final CD release will be probably in September, the official CD,
gotcha,
release. But, like, it might come out earlier, and then the party for the CD release will be in September.
Yeah.
We haven't figured out yet, but the good thing, it's done. So that's a big thing once you've been working on an album for almost a year. So it's
That's great. Know, very cool. Well, this is The Late Saints, if you're just joining us. We have a lot more to talk about, but I guess we should probably get a song in. Why not?
Let's do it. So this song is called Il Tempo Se Ne Va, and it's about fleeting time.
Mm-hmm. laka laka tum ta. Time is ticking, il tempo se ne va. Boom boom boom, laka laka boom boom. Oi ve, il tempo non c'è più. In your time, time is ticking by. Meaning dissolving into riddles. In your heart, you gave it a fair try, but every you will have just a fico. Deep your soul is craving something more. God only knows you have been good. You got nowhere, you are still here. Sometimes it's feeling kind of smooth. Boom, 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 laka, laka, tuta. Time is taking, il tempo se ne va. Boom, 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 laka, laka, boom, boom. Oi, vei, il tempo non c'è più. Then another brand new way suddenly comes by. A truckload of emotions cheerful swarming down your way. Syncopated, unexpected patterns might arise. You're alive again, you're on the air, on your way to paradise. Look at all these fishes float, a million colors, a million coats. Look at all these birdies fly, a million roots up in the sky. Love is all around you now. Love is all around you now. Spin your soul on the bright little things. You gotta be sunny somewhere that we know. Spin your soul on the bright little things. You gotta be sunny somewhere deep within. Fresh new wave suddenly comes by. A truckload of emotion cheerful swarming on your way. Syncopated, unexpected patterns might arise. You're alive again, you're on the air, on your way to paradise. Boom, 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 laka, laka, tum, ta. Time is ticking, il tempo se ne va. Boom, 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 laka, laka, boom, boom. Oi, veil, tempo non c'è più. Boom, 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 laka, laka, tum, ta. Time is ticking, il tempo se ne va. Oh, boom, 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 laka, laka, boom, boom. Oi, veil, il tempo non c'è più.
We actually have enough people to clap down here tonight.
Oh, that's true. Oh, my God, I'm clapping.
And very I have cool. to say, we're terribly missing Micah here. You know, that was like the engine, but, you know, it is what it is. Get better, Micah. Your life is at stake.
Yes, very, very important night this Friday night. It's Gypsy Night, and that's not derogatory. It really is Gypsy Night.
It never was intended that way.
Of course not. No, it's going to be an awesome night of music. That's Friday, April 10th. Mm. Chez Deli is the one that I was talking about earlier, and... can you tell us a little more about the deal with that, Jacopo? Okay.
Official kielbasa sponsor of the late Saints. Right. Gypsy Night.
You can't have a Gypsy Thanks. Night without an official kielbasa sponsor.
So the idea was
and
like...
And vodka shots.
And vodka shots.
So in order to create a certain environment, we did this experiment last year when we had the late supper with the late Saints. That was Easter weekend. And Jason and I, there are videos that testify. We cooked... ragu, which is an Italian sauce for 50 people.
A ton of ragu.
Yeah, it was delicious. I was there.
The night before. And then we brought it to Connie's, and Connie's took care of like cooking pasta, and then we dressed the pasta and handed it out to everybody there. And everybody was really excited about it, and we decided to replicate the evening with a different kind of flavor this time. As we went for the gypsy theme, and we have gypsy bands lined up. We thought that something like more Polish... oriented or like Eastern European food would be more appropriate for this kind of night. So we've been looking for the right place to buy everything, and we had a Chez Deli came through and decided to be a sponsor of the night. And this place is insane. It's just a super family run. Everything is artisanal. He does his own kielbasa, the pierogies, he smokes the meat and everything. He does everything there. And it's like from the outside, it's completely inconspicuous. There is a metal door that says door. And then you get in. And then you get in. And inside is like, there's just simple things, not flashy at all, but really good stuff. He handed us some kielbasa just to try it, and I devoured it over the course of the following 3 days because he gave me 2 pounds of kielbasa.
Wow.
The food is incredible, and I'm so excited that he's going to be actually giving us the food because it's going to make it for a special night. And so vodka to dress it and go with it, and we should be fine.
That's awesome. Have you ever played any shows with Zap Goes Pop or The Sway to the Egress before?
We had Zap Goes Pop for the Great Socio.
Fest.
Manayunk. They played before us, and that's where we got in touch with each other. They were just playing a stripped-down set, just two or three performers. They're going to be a much larger ensemble when they come to Connie's on Friday. The funny thing that we discovered, that my best buddy that I just visited in Prague, Antonio, he played with them accordion for a while. So like, while I was perusing their website and stuff, I found these pictures of them and Antonio, and I said,
"What's you have going a doppelganger."
Exactly.
Oh, that's weird.
What's going on? And then I asked him, and he said, "Yeah, I played with those guys." So for like some random fact, I don't know why, like he got to play with both of us.
That's nuts. World.
Yeah. And then this way to the Egress, they were in Dewey Beach. That's where, I mean, they're common friends of the Great Socio, of Berto and the Great Socio. And that's how I heard their name the first time. But then we met in Dewey Beach, and I saw them live at Dewey Beach, and I was really impressed.
So, yeah, that was the only time I saw them as well. And they're just a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're incredible fun.
Totally.
And then I will be probably dancing through their set before we hit the stage. So it's going to be so much fun.
Very cool. April 10th, this Friday, Connie's Rick Rack. You might have to call out of work.
Me?
Yeah.
I can't. I can't. I'm like the only one that works there.
Well, then, yeah, I guess you can't.
That's your time to say, okay, you know, I'm
out. That's it. I don't need money.
Does your boss listen to Gas House Radio?
He doesn't know that I co-host on Tuesdays. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to keep it that way.
All right. Well, you guys want to do another one?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
So this is from the new album. It's called Bitter, and it is a fun song. I'll try to tell the story about this song very quickly because I was at John and Brittany's CD release party, and I met this guy that is apparently, he has a website, he gives products to people that want to lose weight, and we got into this really strange conversation about the overabundance of sugars in American diets. And I don't know how, but anyways. Then he said, like, you know, just drop the Late Saints altogether and then just make a band that is called Bitter and write all your songs about sugar. So, okay. I'm going to think about that for... But, like, and so then the discussion got more interesting. I said, like, well, how about I just write a song about sugar? That would be more feasible. And I said, oh, yeah, you should do it, but if you do it, you should write it within 45 minutes. If it doesn't come out, lyrics included, in 45 minutes, it doesn't belong to the unconscious realm. So people are not going to latch on to it. So we got into really metaphysical things, and that's where I lost him, to go write some lyrics. And I wrote the lyrics, and then, of course, it was too loud there to do anything. But the morning after, I just grabbed the guitar, and this song came out. So I was kind of stoked that the guy triggers something. And so it is about sugars and addictions, but addiction of all sorts and sizes, and it's called Bitter. Lace me with your dopamines, we're crawling up my vest. Find a way inside my core that never has enough. Because I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter. I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter. I saw you on the list, I wonder who you were. You had no place in there, but then you hooked me up, and now I'm sweeter and bitter and sweeter. And bitter and sweeter. Oh, you know I'm sweeter and bitter and sweeter and bitter and sweeter. Precipitating, free falling.
in your arms. Through your layers of deception, I'm sure you meant no harm. The more I make you mine, the more I lose myself. But that I'm from the start, that is still making perfect sense. Because I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter. You know I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter. Feel whole. I'm handing you my soul because I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter. Don't know how we got here, my sweet little addiction. They came and sliced me off. I thought you were a deal, some strange form of perfection. I've never been so off, and all that now is left is just so bitter, so bitter, so bitter. So bitter, so bitter. It's just so bitter, so bitter, so bitter, so bitter, so bitter. Oh, it's just so bitter, so bitter, so bitter, so bitter, so bitter. Oh no, no, no. It's just so bitter, so bitter, so bitter, so bitter, so.
But late saints.
It's so nice that we can clap.
I know. I know. It's, you can't do it with just two people.
No.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nitrous is here. Nitrous Radio will be starting as close to 9 as we can get it. Right now we have the late saints in studio. They're talking about, first of all, they're talking about their new album coming soon. We're going to hear a little sneak peek of it a little bit later. Talking about Gypsy Night, Friday, April 10th. That is going to be a lot of fun. Highly recommend that show. That is just going to be just fun. I don't know what other word to use. I mean, a lot of dancing.
A lot of fun.
A lot of
so much fun.
A lot of food.
Yeah.
Just, oh my goodness.
Man.
And then we've got other things to talk about. I mean, Italian Fest. You guys did that last year, right?
Yeah. We had a blast last year at the Italian Festival. And, I mean, I feel like we sort of belong because I'm Italian.
Yeah, it seems only right.
Well, I applied, like, you know, I like to apply to Italian festivals, and I got rejected from the Wilmington one, and because they said that you know that it was not their kind of Italian. So
we're gonna beat them up for you.
Wow.
I felt insulted, but at the same time also proud. So it's like an ambivalent thing, but. Yeah, 9th Street, Connie's, you know, that's where we belong. And, you know, I also worked in the Italian market for a while. So, like, I feel, like, very close to that area. I live nearby. And so last year we played the first time, and this year we're back. And we're really excited about, you know, all the people that are going to share the stage with us. And it's just fun. People are having, you know, margaritas in pineapples and stuff, which is not very Italian, but like
it's no, it's a little bit of everything now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a strong Latin American component now. South of Washington is more Latin American, and then above Washington, it's Italian and Latin American at the same time.
Yeah.
So like, I like that. This I feel that these two cultures have a lot to exchange, and they come from the same places. So it's become a like a popular fest up and down 9th Street.
So wait a minute. For like, I remember that big show last year with the Late Saints, and you were saying you made that ragu, you made all that food, and everybody ate pasta. It was awesome. And then this one, you've got the kielbasa coming up at this Gypsy Night, April 10th. Then you're playing Italian Festival, where there's more food than anybody knows what to do with. I mean, how are you so goddamn skinny? That is ridiculous.
It's the whiskey.
All right.
But I don't think that would make you skinny.
The whiskey?
If you just like drank whiskey constantly.
Well, it's funny because I just came back from Prague, where everybody's super skinny and they drink incessantly. Huh. So like it's I don't know if because they drink and don't eat, that might be the
Yeah, it could happen.
I think it's bad when you mix the things. It's like if you like stick to one or the other, it's good. Like or at least.
Sometimes.
Proudly presented by alcoholic explicities.
Well, yeah. Let's tell us what you were doing over in Prague.
So I went to visit my buddy Antonio, who played accordion with us for a year ago, and his feature performance was at the Italian Festival. And it was really great to meet him, and we hooked up right away. We felt like we were like cruising on the same, influences and everything. So it was really nice to just know him as a person and get to play with him. He's a very skilled accordion player, and he's an incredible stage presence, and he's used to play live. So, and then we played at the Italian Festival, and it was like so much fun.
It was a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've collaborated with a lot of people, and, you know, some people it just happens so easy, you know, and he just fell right in.
Yeah, he fell right in, and we actually told him about the songs, and a week later we were performing live with him, and it was really good. And
we miss him.
Yeah. So I went to visit him, and he did for me what I did for him, because he was very excited that he got to play live so much. So he pretty much tossed me in the mix. He's playing with this band Circus Problem, and they dragged me along and to a show, and then they played with me, and they played my music for the two or three other shows. So I got to play a lot. And, just look at the city. Prague is, I was really impressed. I would definitely move there in a heartbeat. Everything is affordable. It's a pretty organized society. People are mild and welcoming, and they drink themselves senseless. But then they just fall asleep. They don't fight or anything. So it's a Prague distinctive sign. You know, you see people when they're like too drunk, they just put their head down wherever they are and sleep. And then you see them on the trams, in the bars, restaurants and stuff. They just have their head down and they just...
Drinking leads to such different ends in such different cultures.
Maybe they're just like, I feel too violent right now. I need to sleep.
Yeah. Exactly. No, they just don't feel, but they feel happy. And the beer is also like $1.20. For a half liter, which is more than a pint, so that's pretty affordable beer.
Okay,
and
I like
it's pretty
that.
Good. Yeah.
I haven't been able to really look at the chat room, so I apologize to the chat room. Because of the video thing that we're working on, I haven't been able to really look at it, but I pulled it up on a different screen to make sure I don't miss anything. And you got a lot of applause, a lot of very nice compliments going on in the chat room.
Thank you so much.
And Scary was asking, where did you live in Italy?
I used to live in Torino, where that's where I lived in most of my life. It's in the northwest near France. Yeah. And it's a big city. It's very similar to Philadelphia in many respects. It's a post-industrial, aristocratic city, and it has rivers that go through it. And it's a mix of very interesting people of different upbringings. So I feel very at home in Philadelphia because it reminds me so much of my hometown.
Oh, okay.
I see you nodding vigorously back at them. Have you been to Torino?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
si.
You see? Hey, this is like so surprising to me because Torino was the most neglected city in Italy until the 80s, 90s, and then sort of rediscovered its origins and became a university city. And so now it's... Then they had the Winter Olympics.
When I was there, they actually had apparently a bad heroin problem. And they had statues in front of the city hall, like of heroin addicts. Like it was.
Wow.
This was back in the mid '80s when I was there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I don't remember the statues, but
in Torino.
Yeah, I don't think the heroin problem has gone anywhere.
Good.
But it's still there, like a full blown.
I actually have a picture of the Po River. And I've shown it to people, and they thought it was a Schuylkill. That's how much.
It is incredibly
people,
similar.
People rowing, and it really looked just like the Schuylkill.
Yeah, that part of the Schuylkill when you drive up 76 is just that.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah.
Huh. Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay, good question, Scary.
We should be sister cities, you know.
Scary said drove through it driving from Germany, but didn't stop. Okay, there you go. Jay Shred joining the conversation. Hello, everybody. If you're just joining us, we have the Late Saints in studio. They're playing Gypsy Night at Connie's Rick Rack this Friday. Also, Saturday, you're playing Lancaster Dispensing Company?
Yeah.
That sounds cool. You go from all this kielbasa to, what is that, whiskey? They make whiskey?
Yeah, I haven't...
Oh, no, that's a distillery. What am I thinking of?
No, I think it's beer. A brewing company.
It's a brew company.
It's beer.
Oh, okay, it is beer. Oh, yeah. I was thinking distillery for a second. That's still good, though.
Yeah, we're not picky, racist in any way.
Oh, very cool.
We're excited. We Jason is from Lancaster, so it's a homecoming show.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm a little farther west, but yeah, it'll be good to play in Lancaster.
Yeah, I've never been there actually. Never played there, so that's the first time.
Okay. It's funny. There was a band recently from Lancaster that we just added that were really good. A band that just we had at Connie's. The Outhouse are from Lancaster, and I want to say Kid Cousin is another one.
Maybe.
I think they're out of Lancaster. One of those bands. I mean, Lancaster is becoming this like secret hotbed.
It is.
For music.
And the Telus 360 is doing like a lot of shows. They have the Launch Music Festival coming up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of good things.
Very cool. All right, well, you should go to thelatesaints.com for more information on any of these shows. The Italian Festival is happening May 16th and Sunday, May 17th. And by the way, one more thing I wanted to add to that Italian festival is Rick Rack Radio. I haven't officially put this up yet, but if you get the Gas House Radio app, it's free on iPhone and Android. And there's more than just Gas House Radio as a live stream. There's also Rick Rack Radio, which is Connie's Rick Rack 24/7 music stream. And from now until the end of the festival, until Sunday, May 17th, it's playing strictly the bands that are playing the festival.
Lovely.
Yeah, so I mean, there's 40 bands, so it's still a nice variety, but you will hear repeats of bands pretty often because that's just we just want for you to tune in once in a while and check it out and get a little sampling of what you're going to hear. We've got the Late Saints in there, and
that's a great initiative because sometimes there are these festivals and you don't know who's playing or you don't know the bands and you don't have the time to do the research. That's what Jason was saying. It's always nice to have a place where you can. Just a single location where you can go and get a taste of all the bands that are going to play there.
Yeah, just tune in once in a while and catch a song or two. And then when we do the official announcement of, set times and days and stuff like that, you'll be able to kind of map your route.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people do, like, mixtapes for festivals now, which is real nice just to get a taste, you know.
Yeah, we were talking about that, too. It still might be something that we'll do.
But, yeah, that's cool. It's good that you're giving it. Like that, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So all right, new album Gypsy Night April 10th, Italian Festival May 16th and 17th, Late Saints, thelatesaints.com. Do you guys want to do one more?
Yeah, we're going to play one more and then we'll come back there and
hang out for a
little
bit.
Merry.
Okay. All right, excellent.
So I'm going to give some introduction to this song because it's in Italian and it's called El Camino. I walked the Camino de Santiago, which is a pilgrimage in the north of Spain. And it's a 550 miles walk in the north of Spain. It took me 1 month. And this is a song that I kept, the bass line kept repeating in my head. And when I came back, I wrote the song. And it's about passing through life, like in a walk. Like when you are on the Camino, you learn to hang out with people as long as they vibrate or at your own speed and in literally, you know. And so it became a metaphor for life and, you know, meeting people, letting them go, and meeting others and stuff. So it's a song that is very important to me, and here it is.
Che cambiamo e che ci cambierà, se siamo attori o registi.
es tu camino, ten el paso peregrino, que ahora dejas y te vas, y mañana qué será, encantado el corazón, ello lleva la verdad, si te olvidas la razón, mucha luz te encontrará.
Late Saints, yes, very, very cool. All right, they're gonna come over here. We're gonna we're running maybe like 5 minutes behind. Not too bad. We'll hang out for a minute. I want to go over these things one more time, and then Nitrous Radio starts up. So that's a brand new it's a brand new show in Gas House. They're gonna be playing a lot of music. I'm not sure what they're gonna discuss, but. I suggest you hang out.
I don't know what they're doing.
Does anyone know what? We can't promise anything.
So
lots of Keynesian economics.
Oh, very good.
If we're lucky.
Finally.
And the Kardashians.
You know where we live.
All right.
Are we on the air?
We are on the air. Yeah, down here you're always on the air. So that was awesome. Thank you guys.
No, thank you for having us.
So
yeah. I'll probably let's see here.
All right, I'll probably throw those in into Rick Rack Radio as well. If I'll put them, I'll give them to you. Let me know if they sound okay.
And yeah,
yeah.
Throw them in there too, because yeah, that was very, very cool.
That was awesome.
As I said, it was really strange to play them without Micah. I was waiting for the cues, and then after a while,
it worked though. I mean, even that last one, you could tell that was definitely like that drum that kept that together, and you guys did it. It was good, very good.
I mean, the more we play different kind of places, I think it's a fun challenge, you know, yeah. Like to like adapt, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, the songs are still there, and it's, you know. Like it's fun to take on each new place.
Absolutely. Well, you guys,
Music Avenue. Yeah.
What is that? What is that term? You guys did it, Rick Rack, last year, when you just play outside.
Busking.
Busking.
Oh yeah.
Busking.
Oh,
thank
busking.
You.
Yeah.
Do that?
I couldn't think of that word. we were talking to Ron, and I were talking. He wanted to. I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but he wanted to have this, like, Where's Jacopo thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned and excited about.
Is this the app?
Is it,
yeah, we were trying to figure out something. It still might sense. Happen. Who knows?
Apparently, there's going to be an app, and people can track us. And they have to, you know,
find Jacopo.
Me on in the Italian market. And I'm going to play guerrilla sets throughout the the market on Saturday, and then you have to find Jacopo.
What happens when they find you?
I don't know.
That's
the scary part. If I get beat up, or
you could get a hug. I don't know.
That would be fine. Like, I mean,
there's still some details to work out.
We're still working.
Something weird is gonna happen.
Yeah,
we have a remote toaster oven with kielbasa in it.
Exactly. Yeah, you should give them something.
Yeah, when they find me, they get a CD or something.
Very cool.
Working out the details.
Yeah.
It should be random, though. Like, I don't know.
You might get punched in the face. You might get beat.
Maybe you should have some sort of wheel with you and just spin the wheel. See what happens.
Sorry,
Kazoo solo.
There we go. I'm sorry. Kicking the junk.
Oh. Hey, the wheel has spoken. The wheel has spoken.
Oh, very cool.
You customize the wheels.
That could be in the app, so people know what they're getting when they show up.
No, it needs to be a complete mystery.
Complete surprise.
Complete mystery.
Yeah, no, the wheel is in the app.
So no, the wheel's not in the app. No.
I have the wheel.
You have the wheel. Yeah. Yes.
I like that. It's
should they spin it, or should you spin it?
I'll spin it.
Yeah.
You spin it?
I think so.
Can we get an intern?
I've chosen your face.
We're going to have an intern to spin it.
Oh, man.
Anyway, yeah, what are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to get ready for Nitrous Radio. I do want to play one track. Can you say the term?
La mia città.
La mia città.
Città.
Yeah.
Good job.
I am so terrible. I can't even barely speak English.
Okay, I can't either.
These are the peeps?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, eat them all.
Do you like peeps?
I don't even know what they are.
It's just sugar-coated marshmallow.
That sounds terrible. Do they melt with whiskey?
You don't want to put them in whiskey. Although, I never tried that.
Try it.
I don't know. You don't want to ruin whiskey.
Something truly unique. Yeah, it could be amazing.
These are like chicks or ducks. They look like ducks.
Yeah.
Let's see if they float.
Oh, man.
They float.
It's a new way. Now it's an old-fashioned.
So we're going to do
yes,
you have to model the peep into your whiskey.
I heard if you dissolve peeps in acid, the whole thing dissolves except for its eyes.
Ew.
Yeah.
What are those eyes made out of?
I don't know.
I mean, like, you mean like acid like LSD?
Give it a shot.
Who ordered the bourbon on peeps?
Yeah, we have.
So far,
a,
they haven't melted. So
are you gonna eat that?
I'll see.
We have an abundance of peeps and whiskey in studio. You know, just a typical Tuesday night.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sugar and alcohol.
Oh, my
goodness.
We have,
like, a state police, like, road police cops listening to guests. I would like to get home, sir.
Sometimes, although...
We weren't avoiding the alcohol tax because we drank it all here, right?
That's right.
Nice. So you take it back to Pennsylvania.
That's why I knew I couldn't take it back to Philadelphia, yeah. So I finished it all.
Officer,
lot.
I had to.
We actually had are you familiar with Paul Curry? He plays in the area a lot.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's a great guitar player.
Wait, how is it? Hold on. How is it?
Bad.
It's funny because in my mouth divided, and there's a side that gets punched by whiskey, and the other side that gets punched by sugar.
There you go.
His brain's exploding.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the two hemispheres are not talking to each other right now.
That's just gross. I mean, so many people are polarized by peeps as it is. I mean, people love them or hate them.
Well, it's either you're a peeps person or a bourbon person.
Yeah, so it's weird to mix
the two. I'm bending that, blurring the lines.
Can't be both, right?
I agree. They don't go together.
Can we do, like, a pairings? Like certain bourbons would be...
Vodka, maybe.
A pink peep, I prefer.
Woodford Reserve.
I think bourbon's
that's
more of a Cadbury cream egg.
I'd say so. That sounds right.
After, like, the third or fourth drink, the peep would be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything would be
in the bourbon or just the peep?
Into my second, it still
peeps
felt
alive.
Strange.
All right.
You were talking about an artist.
Oh, no, that was just, you talked about the police. Paul was late. He came in here for a... acoustic session, and he was a few minutes late, and he texted me and said, you know, I'm running late, I just got pulled over out front of your house. And I looked out, and there was the cops, and he got pulled over. And
wow.
Yeah, the cops were actually very cool, because he was, you know, from Pennsylvania. He had a long-standing warrant out for his arrest in New Jersey from, like, an unpaid speeding ticket or something like that.
Whoa.
And the cop was like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm doing a radio show right there. He's like, well, why don't you go do your show, and then
I'll arrest you later.
Yeah, and then just come down to the station. We'll take care of it. And wow. it was like, oh my god, that is the coolest cop ever.
Yeah.
And then like I went out to meet him, and then the cop drove by and said like, knock him dead or something like that. It was like yelling out the window.
Oh, man.
It's like, wow, that's cool.
He yelled that and then tased him.
What he was about to do.
Sucker. Oh my god.
There's a war crying. Knock them dead.
Oh man.
All right. Well,
that needs to be in a movie. It's a perfect scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the movie with Robert De Niro. The in laws, something.
Wait, yeah. Oh, the in law?
I don't know the title because.
Wait, it's actually in a movie?
Yes, yeah. In Italy, they translate all the titles, so I never know what the titles are. But that's the one they. They stop them, and the younger guy gets out and gets into an argument with the cop and then gets tased.
Is that in the second one?
I guess so.
The second one?
And then Robert De Niro gets out. Hey, what's going on here? And then he gets tased too, and they're both dancing to the tase.
Yeah. I do remember that
Not funny.
Scene. Yeah.
Not funny. We don't endorse tasing people.
All right, let's take a couple songs here, so we got to get Nitrous Radio started up. You guys certainly don't have to go anywhere. We'll get situated here. We'll take two songs. It'll give us plenty of time to rearrange. And we're going to do a sneak preview of the new Late Saints album.
Yep.
And then by request, we got some Against the Clocks, who are our 2014 Tournament of Champions champion. So two songs back to back. We'll come back. We'll start up some Nitrous Radio.
Me dicen el clandestino.